Council could please step forward in the next matter, in the matter of Scott Brettschneider. And I extend the same apology.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good evening. Chief Justices, Associate Justices Oluwa Kalapo Sapara, Assistant Deputy Ethics Counsel, on behalf of the Office of Attorney Ethics. First name is spelled Oluwakalapo. Last name is Sapara, Sapara.
And Mr. Brettschneider, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Very well. We'll start with the OAE and then you'll have an opportunity to respond.
Thank you. May it please the court. This matter comes before the court on a motion for final discipline following respondent Scott Brettschneider's criminal conviction and subsequent disbarment in New York. The Office of Attorney Ethics and the Disciplinary Review Board both recommend disbarment. Respondent was convicted of conspiracy and making false statements to a government agency. Specifically, he played an active and central role in submitting a fraudulent letter to the Bureau of Prisons with the intention of enabling his incarcerated client to gain early release through a residential drug abuse program for which the client was not eligible. Respondent did more than merely fail to prevent his client's wrongdoing. The board found he was the driving force behind the criminal scheme. He organized the efforts, supplied instructions and false information, and enlisted a licensed substance abuse counselor to sign a letter he knew was false. He understood the requirements and orchestrated the cover story to defeat them.
So, Sapar, would you mind if I interrupted for just a second?
Yes.
Is it your understanding that the respondent, and I'll ask him next, is not contesting disbarment in this case, but instead wishes to address the question of costs and seeks that they be waived?
My understanding is that he was not contesting our initial motion for 1 to 2 year suspension. However, if that's what was communicated, that he's just seeking to waive the fees associated with this process.
That's very different. Here's his recommendation for disbarment. Mr. Brettschneider, just so that we understand what's in dispute today, are you contesting the recommendation for disbarment as well as the OAE's effort to seeking to obtain costs?
Your Honor, let me just be clear. I am not contesting it. However, I am not indicating that I was guilty of this crime. I've always maintained my innocence, but my circumstances have changed with respect to my health and my responsibilities at home.
So I'm gonna give you a full opportunity to explain your position, but let me just make sure that I understand it. When you said I'm not contesting it, are you contesting or are you not contesting the recommendation for disbarment?
I'm not contesting the recommendation for disbarment.
And I understand you're maintaining your innocence in the underlying matter. We heard you. You're simply seeking to address the question of disciplinary costs.
Yes.
Very well. That may shorten your presentation, Mr. Sapar, please.
Yes. I'm sure you've all read the brief and the board's decision as to why we believe disbarment is the required discipline for this matter.
You're welcome to address the question of costs.
Costs, we have no argument towards costs. If the court believes that costs should be waived in this matter based off of Mr. Brettschneider's own testimony, we leave that up to the court to make that decision.
Are you in a position to assess whether
there's a need? I'm not in a position to assess
anything been submitted to the OAE in that regard?
No, not to that regard.
And is it a matter of discretion for the OAE, or what can you tell us about the OAE's practice with respect to costs?
I cannot tell you whether or not we can waive costs or not. It would be something I'd have to review and get back to the court about.
Okay. You understood that that's what the purpose, at least one of the purposes of the hearing was to be?
Right. The purpose, right. And again, it's not something that I have discretion on, make a decision on, but I can review with my supervising attorneys and whether or not that is something that we are allowed to do. Based on the rules, however, it doesn't say that the OAE has the power to make that decision.
Is it discretionary with the court as you understand it?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
No. Based off of Mr. Breschneider's own words saying that he still does not believe that he's contesting the guilty verdict, we move further just to say that we believe that disbarment is the appropriate discipline for this matter.
Understood. You're welcome to be seated if you have nothing more to present.
No.
Well, Mr. Breschneider, please.
Your Honor, I think that it was well said. I am not contesting the verdict. I was an attorney for 35 years. Essentially, when a jury came down with a verdict, it is incumbent on everyone to respect that verdict. I appealed. I lost. Based on circumstances with regard to my health, my wife's health, and my daughter's health, I could no longer afford or have the energy to pursue further litigation. At this point in time, I'm going to turn 70 in April. I have heart failure and I have leukemia. I also have, at this point, uncontrolled hypertension. I had tests last week. I'm going to have tests next week. So in reality, pursuing any type of litigation doesn't make any sense. In addition, Your Honor, I haven't worked in the past 7 years. We live off my wife's income. She's a hospice nurse. Essentially, we live paycheck to paycheck. My daughter has a disease called SAMD9. She has Turner syndrome. She has IV transfusions of gamma globulin since she's been 18 months old. She has autism. And essentially, since COVID, because we don't allow anyone in the house, I'm the caregiver from Friday at 8 a.m. in the morning until Sunday evening. So essentially, I provide what a caregiver would have done prior to COVID. We are strict as far as what we can do and what we can't do. I haven't been inside a restaurant in 6 years because of my daughter's condition, along with my own condition. But I don't have any money to pay for costs.
Mr. Breschneider, I want to remind you first, this is a public proceeding, so others are able to listen to it, and bear that in mind as I ask you some questions. To what you wish to relay for all, as opposed to perhaps putting in a letter to us. We're advised that the anticipated costs in this matter are $2,650, and that under court rule, a payment plan can be requested in writing, which would result in payments of a bit more than $200 per month over the course of a year. Knowing that information, are you still requesting a waiver?
Yes.
Have you presented anything about your assets and your liabilities to enable the court to assess whether that's appropriate? And if not, when can you do so?
Well, my probation report indicated what my financial situation was back in 2019. It hasn't gotten any better, but I am willing to send something to the court indicating what my financial situation is.
Very well. Don't do anything until you hear from the clerk of the court. Is there anything else you would like to alert us to at this time?
No, Your Honor.
Counsel, anything in addition?
No, Your Honor.
Questions, anyone? Thank you. We'll take this matter under advisement. Court is in recess for the day.